Spotify, Google,
Podvine,
Anchor, Apple, Spotify, Google, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Good Pods, Overcast, Breaker, and Listen Notes, Castro, Stitcher, Castbox, Pandora, TuneIn, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. And iHeartRadio. That's where you can listen in to Life Tips. Everywhere that you get your podcasts. Hey, we everywhere. Hey,
16 countries.
We everywhere.
Yay!
Listen.
Yay!
Everywhere.
Yay! What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Season 17.
My name is Nate, and you're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit.
Really?
You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day.
Sure is.
So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along. And I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Nate, just greeting you. If you are a new listener, then welcome aboard. I hope to teach you some things, so take some notes, and hopefully you learn something along the way. If you're a returning listener, faithful listener since day one, welcome back. I hope to continue to impact your life in positive ways. And I hope that I continue to lead you in the right direction. Now, do me a favor. For those who are returning, you already know what to do. For those who are new, I need you to like the show, subscribe to the show, and give us a review on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And also, turn the notifications on so that you'll never miss an episode when episodes drop. That way, you'll be well informed of the up-to-date whereabouts of your favorite show which I hope this is your favorite show, every single week as things drop. So I just wanted to greet everyone real quick, greet the new people, say hello to the returning guests, and yeah, let's now get into the episode and start off discussing a new topic. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything, not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast, and write a review, and also leave a 5-star rating, because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up and let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode. They say spring forward, and then in the fall, it's called fall back. We have officially reached spring forward, daylight savings time, again. Now, I know the entire world hates daylight savings time. Some people want it outlawed, abolished, gotten rid of, et cetera, where there is no time change. But I hate to break it to you, but that's never going to happen because that's how God has the world set up. Even if we don't recognize daylight savings on the actual calendar anymore and we don't have to move clocks back, your body will still feel the effects of a time change whether or not you actually, you know, experience daylight savings time physically by moving clocks or by having your clocks turn automatically, et cetera, et cetera. You'll still feel it. And speaking of clocks, if you have an iPhone or an Apple Watch or an iPad or an Apple TV, anything that is automatic that you don't have to change, guess what? The time is still going to change from 1 hour ahead to 1 hour behind anyway, whether you like it or not, regardless of whether or not we acknowledge daylight savings time on the calendar anymore. So for now, it's in place. Daylight savings time is a thing. Let's just stop complaining and get used to it. Besides, spring forward is literally the best time of the year for daylight savings time. Have you ever wondered why that's the case? Well, this podcast episode will shed some light on that. Daylight savings time is a time period during each calendar year that lasts from March all the way to November. So that's literally the entire year. That's the number one reason why daylight savings time is a good thing, because it lasts during the bulk of the year where we are all invested in life. And it starts with the change of seasons. Spring changes to awesomeness. Spring comes and becomes awesome. Winter goes away and changes to spring. That's what I was trying to say. Winter goes away and turns into spring right around April. So a month after the time changes, then we have a season change, which means that the majority of us in the world can wear whatever we want to out and about, and we don't have to worry about bringing heavy coats and wearing hoodies and getting all layered up. And that normally goes up until about October. So that's, again, most of the year where we have awesome weather. Now, last year, of course, was an exception because last year was the hottest summer on record. And it hit as soon as spring came. And yeah, once spring came, the weather patterns just blew up. And we were in the 80s and 90s like crazy all year long. So essentially, last year was the most intense year heat-wise, and it just makes sense. So that's the first two reasons that daylight savings time is amazing. And the third reason that daylight savings time is amazing comes down to the topic of discussion for our podcast episode today. And that is how daylight savings time can set you up for success. And the number one way that daylight savings time can set you up for success, write this down, is that it gives you more sunshine, more daylight. So when you wake up in the morning, it's dark. But when you see the sun start to rise, the sun stays out all the way until just about 7:30, 8 o'clock p.m. So that means that once the sun rises, you have enough daylight, enough sunshine to accomplish all of your professional and personal goals that you have set for each day. Let me give you an example. Why do you think most people who are getting married, why do you think most couples decide to have their wedding ceremonies between July, August, September? Because the weather is great and the sunlight lasts as long as possible. So it doesn't get dark until about 8:30 p.m. most of the time, which means that when you were at the reception, we can enjoy the main part of the reception before the intensity of the reception. And the main part of the reception is the bride and the groom walk in, the DJ dude announces Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, they come in, they dance, and there's, you know, there's hors d'oeuvres and people speak. So if the wedding is outdoors in particularly, you can see all that stuff happening before the transition over into the building for the rest of the reception after it gets dark outside and you can't see anything. Daylight savings time coming back in full force helps when it comes to positivity and being upbeat. How do I know? Well, this is going to be my second year transitioning from winter to spring working in a high school. And in high school, in high school, for the most part, you can wear whatever you want to. And when the weather changes, whereas we won't be able to wear whatever we want to because we have to go to work, the students for sure will be able to wear whatever they want to when the spring season comes back around. So the guys will primarily be wearing t-shirts, and then some of the guys will just wear tank tops to school. And the young ladies will wear crop tops for the most part. Now, whether or not they choose to wear titty-bearing types of clothes in addition to their crop tops and their short jeans and short shirts and stuff like that, that's on them. And I have confirmation that that has happened before when the weather changes and things get warm and fuzzy outside. So my point is, my point is with being able to do that when the weather changes, it brings out more of the upbeat, the excitement, and the fun from the students as they're more excited about going to school at that point. And not just for the outfits and checking out what other people are wearing and hyping them up, but most importantly, because when we get to April, not only does the weather change, but also we hit the midterms and the final exams and all that jazz. And the school year for the seniors wraps up right around May, because the seniors are taken away from the school and treated to awesome experiences during their final moments as high schoolers before they graduate, leaving the school with just freshmen, sophomores, and juniors in the building. And so, combine that with the warm weather, and oh yeah, it's a blast all around when we get to the daylight savings time portion of the year. Plus, there's cookouts for those graduating from high school. There's graduation parties if you're graduating from college. With your bachelor's degree, there's a graduation party for you. Now, some people choose to celebrate their master's degrees and their doctorate degrees. But for the most part, the graduation parties where you invite a whole bunch of people are regulated to college graduates who graduate with their bachelor's degree and young people who graduate from high school. Once you get to your master's and doctorate degrees, you don't really find too many people hosting big parties for that. And then prom happens in April, May time when the weather is great. So that's a time for you to dress up and ask a girl to prom. And there's homecoming king and homecoming queen and all that other stuff that comes with it. So as you can see, the change of seasons plus daylight savings time already brings out positivity, which leads to success. But that's just in the beginning half of that time of the year when it comes to education, the school system, and different things like that. Overall, though, when it comes to working young people like myself, and work-life balance and doing fun things and getting out more, there is a way that daylight savings time and the fact that it stays light out until almost 8:30 p.m. can set you up for success for the entirety of the time that it goes. And I'm going to touch on the first way now, and then I'll touch on the others after the commercial break. The first way that daylight savings time sets you up for success, if you're a young person between the ages of 18 to 35 out here in this world we call the workforce, the main benefit for you and I when it comes to daylight savings time and the weather changing is work-life balance. And the first way that we can be successful in this time period of the year is by actually getting out more and doing more things. What does that mean? Well, for example, whereas in the wintertime, you're mostly driving with your windows up and your heat on because it's cold. In the springtime and the summer when daylight savings time hits and the weather changes, we can put our windows down. Now, the downside of that is that there are bugs and creepy crawlies and all that that, you know, could potentially get in your car. But the positive side of that is that, again, we can put our windows down. We don't have to worry about using up our heat. Now, we will have to use our air conditioning a little bit because it's going to be hot. And we're going to need to be, you know, cold a little bit to keep us from the heat and the extreme temperatures. But normally that doesn't hit until summertime. For the most part, when the fall comes, it's kind of cool and amazing. It's not, like, super hot. So we can get away with a few things. But let's take the education world again as an example, because whether you work in the cafeteria or whether you are a teacher, school gets out roughly around the exact same time. So the students typically are gone from the building by at least 3 o'clock or 3:30. Which means the main part of your workday is over. Which means that you have all the time in the world for work-life balance-related activities. Now, if you're a teacher, you're not out of the building until probably 6:30, because you got to do all your planning and gearing up for the next day, all the way until the end of the school year. So if you're a teacher, you're not out of the building once the kids leave, but you still have enough time in the day before 8:30 hits, when it does get super dark, to actually, you know, get your work-life balance plans put in place. Now, as for me, it's going to be a little different this year because not only do I have my best friend to hang out with, not only do I have my church family where we have monthly gatherings with the guys every first or second Friday night of each month to have video game night, but there's also life groups that take place. There's also what we call Sunday Fun Day, where we get together with our church community to have fun and enjoy each other's company at parks and cookouts and different things like that. So there's those two things right there. My best friend will want to do some interesting, wild stuff this year in terms of activities, and my church is going to be super, super, super active. But the one thing that's going to be different this year versus other years is that I will actually be able to spend time by myself, go out for drives. I'll be able to go out and have fun and travel and see the world and different things like that. So that's the one thing that's going to change and be different this year from other daylight savings time moments that have come and gone, which also means that I will have an abundance of money just lying around that will allow me to do these things until the school year is over. And then when the school year's over, I'll have a backup plan in place to make money up until I go back to school in late August. And so, with that in mind, that leads into the second thing that I want to make known in terms of how to set yourself up for success in daylight savings time. But we have to go to commercial break before I can get to the second point. So hang on, bear with me, come back after commercial break. Don't go anywhere. And
this episode of Life Tips Podcast is sponsored by
Life Tips Podcast, and this is our sponsor. Yo, we got Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for Podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for Podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters.
Hey y'all, real quick, I need your help. Listener support is now active for Life Tips Podcast. So if you love this podcast, please, please, please give to support future episodes of the show. No amount is too great or too small. It would really mean a lot to me if you all would help support the podcast and get this show where it needs to be moving forward. So again, if you're really just into this show and you look forward to episodes every single week, drop something in the support channel, drop something in the support button you can click on. It really means a lot to me, and it'll go towards future episodes being produced. All right, cool. Back to the show.
What is up, family? It's your hostess with the mostest, Tiva Goat, from over at Powerfully Black and Excellent, the podcast that seeks to make your skin folk, your kin folk all across the nation, baby. Now look, if you're looking for a platform that highlights black entrepreneurs and business professionals, we got your back. If you're looking for a podcast that's going to light that fire up underneath you to start that business that you keep putting on the back burner, we got your back. And if you're just looking to hear from some amazing black entrepreneurs and business professionals who are currently on the journey to making themselves and their brands successful, we got your back. So come check us out on Anchor FM and almost all streaming platforms using the name Powerfully, Black and Excellent without the E. We drop new episodes every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're not listening to us, what are you doing?
Daylight savings time can set you up for success in two more ways. The first of which is your relationships. So this is your family, your friends, significant other, etc., etc. Now, in the last segment, I mentioned weddings, right? Your boy has been invited to 2 out of 4 weddings. Ha ha ha. But seriously, there are 4 couples that I know getting married soon. One couple was my cousins in Baltimore. One couple is my cousins in Baltimore. They are getting married probably next year. My other connection who's getting married is high calling couple number one, Faith and her guy. And I will see about that one. We'll see. Couple number three is the second high calling ministry's young couple to get engaged. And I've already contacted my guy. and he confirmed that I'm on the list when they get to that portion. So that's two weddings so far. One wedding next year, the other wedding this year. And so we're not going to really count the wedding next year. The second wedding for this year that I'm going to be going to is my cousin's wedding. I have another cousin on the guy's side getting married. And we've already talked, and he said that there's a chance that the entire family will get an invite. So, that's two cousins and two friends. One cousin is the female that I'm closer to. The other cousin is the guy. So that's the groom that I'm close to for one wedding, the bride that I'm close to for the second wedding. And then technically speaking, I'd be on the groom side for the third wedding, potentially, that I got invited to, because I'm a little bit more connected to dude's family, seeing as we go all the way back to Life Church days. So that is absolutely, absolutely amazing. Daylight savings time will allow you to spend more time with your significant other, with your fiance in particular, especially if you are intent on getting married. Because again, you'll have more daylight and the weather will be great. Now, be careful when we get around to the summertime, because if we have temperatures like we did last summer, it's gonna be hot for a minute. So be careful in the summertime, but still my point remains, family, friends, and significant other. Now, as far as family goes, a lot of the times families will travel around this time of year when the weather is great. So that's family time. There's more opportunities to travel and see the world as a family. Friends, you've already heard me mention my best friend and my church family, who has become like additional friends. And at this point, I can confirm having friends in my church where we can spend time with each other beyond the church walls. It's just a matter of actually spending time with those people and not just hanging around all of the married couples. Because while I do adore the married couples, the husbands and the wives, and I enjoy talking to the husbands throughout each week or every other week, I still need to have that outlet with young singles where we can be closely connected throughout the week beyond official church stuff. So beyond your Thursday night worship nights, beyond your Sunday morning services, and beyond your Sunday night life group, which technically counts as an official church-related thing, it's more intimate and close and amazing when you decide to meet up for coffee. Or, for example, when you decide to go to the African American History Museum in D.C. or the Bible Museum in D.C., either one, pick your poison. You can do that as a group, a collective of, say, maybe 3-4 young people at a time. It just depends on what your friend group is interested in doing throughout the course of the year. And if I can be completely honest with you all, the friend groups, in air quotes, that I've been a part of over the last couple years have not been kind to me. The friend groups that I've been a part of over the last couple of years have been very anti-Nate, to the point where it became toxic. And the one person that I knew in said friend group, I had to just stick with them until we eventually closed off our relationship and ended things and moved on to bigger and better. So your friend groups are extremely key for summertime after work, because if you're in the right friend group, 9 times out of 10, you will have an amazing time hanging out beyond the doors of your workplace because said people will get you in a position where you can live life to the fullest. There is a woman from my former church who is a flight attendant for a living, but she goes on flights and travels and sees the world with her girlfriends almost every single year. I've got pictures to prove it. I've seen pictures to prove it. And she literally gives me hope that when I reach my 40s, I can still have that great, awesome sauce life just like she currently has now with her girlfriends. Again, it's just a matter of who is in your friend group. My adopted brother, despite potentially being booed up, still has an amazing friend group, as evidenced by the amount of people that showed up for his 30th birthday party at the beginning of the year. And it's awesome because those people that showed up for him are the same people that he spends life with every single day. And his potential girlfriend is comfortable with him having said friends because not only is he involved in a fraternity of brothers and men are around him, but the female friendships that came before his potential significant other, the female friendships that came before her are still there, and she is okay with my adopted brother having said relations in his life as just platonic friends, so he can still hang, spend time with, et cetera, despite potentially being taken. And not only that, he has coworkers. I've seen him with his coworkers, and they seem to have a great dynamic. And while I don't spend as much time with my coworkers as I did before, I only spend time with one coworker for real, it's okay because my social circle, my group, is going to get better and expand because daylight savings time, point number three, setting you up for success, means that in order to expand your horizons, you have to do new things. And one of the new things I plan on doing is going to lounges, bars, social events in DC at night on occasion, open mics. The majority of the fun that I had before making the podcast came from open mic nights, which is where I got my start as a motivational speaker, as a public figure, etc., etc. From 2017 to 2019, open mics. And Busboys and Poets just so happens to be one of the top spots where open mic nights and actual stuff like that, events-wise, takes place. So I'm theoretically planning to go to Busboys and Poets more often. I'm going to be visiting Annapolis Mall more often. I'm going to be, like I said, bars, lounges, and different places like that in African settings. My church is located in an area of the DMV where Africans are present. So the more time I spend in the area surrounding my church this year, beyond just church, I will actually be able to meet more people from the African diaspora, which will further increase my network and potentially create a friend group for myself beyond the church, where there can be real balance beyond my job, so that this year can be successful in that arena as daylight savings time rolls on. Because at the end of the day, ha ha ha, the light does not go away until 8 or 8:30 p.m., allowing for enough sun to be available for great, awesome, fun moments during the main course of each calendar year that kickstarts in March, April time frame and doesn't come to an end until technically October, but follows up with November when we fall back and the clocks go from an hour ahead to an hour behind. So don't worry about the fact that daylight savings time exists. Worry about making the most of daylight savings time despite the fact that it exists.
Wait, wait, social media. Wait, wait, social media. Don't go, don't go. Gotta give you our social media.
You can follow us on social media on X at Life Tips Podcast, at Life Tips Podcast for Facebook, at Spoken Life Tips on Facebook and on Instagram. On Threads, you can follow me there at Nate_the_speaker, as well as on Instagram. At Spoken Life Tips on Instagram and Threads as well. At @auth_gen_person on Twitter. That's @auth_gen_person on Twitter. At Life Tips Podcast, of course, on X/Twitter. And on Facebook as well. You can also follow me on TikTok if you want to. Message me for my TikTok information as well. Lots of social media, lots of changes, but still the same engagement. All right, then. That's the end of this podcast episode. Look forward to seeing you next week.